With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Montana's backlogged sexual assault evidence kits will undergo lab testing beginning this month. Last fall, the state got a $2 million federal grant to fund cataloging and testing of the unsubmitted so-called rape kits. Corin Cates Carney reports.
1,140 cardboard boxes full of swabs, scrapings, and written accounts of alleged sexual assault, some more than a decade old, are being sent from Missoula to a lab in Utah for testing. Montana Attorney General Tim Fox announced Monday that results from the testing are expected to start coming in as early as September.
It's an important milestone in this process that's been taking, at this point, about a year and a half.
In 2015, the Department of Justice created a task force to examine issues with the state's unsubmitted rape kits. Rape kits can remain untested when attorneys choose not to prosecute, an attacker doesn't deny having sex with a victim, or a victim fears retribution in moving forward with the case. Once the rape kits are tested, if there is sufficient evidence, DNA profiles from the kits will be entered into an FBI system, which allows federal, state, and local forensic labs to exchange information in attempts to link serial criminals. I'm Corin Cates Carney.
I'm Rachel Kramer. Several large fires continue to burn across Montana following a weekend of record-breaking heat and dry lightning fires. Type 2 management teams are now overseeing the Lazier Creek 3 and Rogers Mountain fires in northwest Montana, as well as the Tun River Complex fires in Rosebud County. Residents of Landusky have returned to their homes after the July fire triggered an evacuation notice last week. Crews there are still working to contain the 10,000-acre blaze. Fire danger is pegged at very high in parts of southwest Montana and rated as extreme on the west side of the Flathead Indian Reservation. Fire restrictions are in place across most of central and eastern Montana. The Montana Supreme Court has adopted an interim rule allowing accommodations for breastfeeding mothers while taking the state bar exam. The rule adopted last Thursday allows a 15-minute stop-the-clock break during each of 4 3-hour testing periods and will be in effect for those taking the bar exam later this month. Breastfeeding mothers will be afforded a spot to breastfeed or express breast milk and can bring needed supplies. The Montana State Bar petitioned for the change after denying requests for breastfeeding accommodations for test takers in July 2016 and February 2017. The Montana Board of Bar Examiners rules limited accommodations to permanent or long-term disabilities. 2 women sought accommodations for this month's test. The interim rule grants those accommodations. The court is taking public comment through September 5th before deciding if the rule will be made permanent. Police in Billings say they're now investigating the case of a missing man as a possible homicide. Captain Jeremy House says detectives have identified a person of interest and are pursuing leads in the disappearance of 33-year-old Rory Wainer. Wainer was last seen on June 28th. He was headed to a friend's house but never arrived. His vehicle was found abandoned in a residential area of Billings on July 1st. Glacier National Park will begin allowing privately owned motorboats to launch on Lake McDonald, following an emergency closure this spring after invasive mussels were detected within 100 miles of the park's eastern border last fall. Private motorboats will be inspected by park staff and undergo a 30-day quarantine period. The park has already started that process for landowners living within park boundaries whose motorboats only launch on Lake McDonald. The park plans to use a tagging system for non-local boaters where a seal is placed between a boat and its trailer to provide the required 30-day quarantine. Full details on that procedure will be released in the next 2 weeks. Glacier initially closed all park waters to any hand-propelled or motorized boat use when the mussels were first detected in the state last fall. Earlier this spring, the park opened Lake McDonald to canoes, kayaks, and paddle boards that passed an aquatic invasive species inspection. Jury selection has begun in federal court in Las Vegas for the retrial of 4 men who brought assault-style weapons to a standoff that stopped government agents from rounding up Clive and Bundy's cattle in April 2014. One of them is Montana resident Ryan Payne. Proceedings started today after several last-minute rulings by the judge limited defense plans to tell jurors the 4 men were exercising constitutional rights to protest government tactics during the roundup. Defense attorneys maintained in the first trial that their clients drove from Idaho and Montana to Bunkerville, Nevada after Bureau of Land Management agents used dogs and stun guns against Bundy family members. A jury found 2 men guilty of some charges but failed to reach verdicts for 4 others. Prosecutors want to focus the retrial on the standoff itself and on conspiracy, weapon, assault on a federal agent, and other charges. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.